Hey, I'm Johanna Wagstaff.
And hi there, I'm Rohith Joseph.
And we're asking for 10 minutes of your day to go through the 10 things that the UN recommends we can all do when it comes to climate change.
Please don't leave.
No.
And also, the things aren't new.
We are just wired to not do them.
We promise you to help you figure out your brains, and you and your people can make better choices to combat climate change.
10 Minutes to Save the Planet is available now on CBC Listen and everywhere you get your podcasts.
From CBC News, The World This Hour, I'm Neil Herland. We begin in the U.S., where Donald Trump and Joe Biden have both earned enough primary votes to become their party's presumptive nominees, with each candidate crossing the finish line last night. Ilhan Omar is a Democratic congresswoman from Minnesota.
Congratulations to the president. And as we've said before, no sitting first-term president has lost the nomination of his party to run for re-election. And I know that every single Democrat in the country is going to make sure that we do everything that we can so that we avoid a Trump presidency.
The Republican and Democratic presidential nominations will officially come at the party conventions this summer. The former chief of staff to the late Russian opposition activist Alexei Navalny has been attacked. Leonid Volkov was assaulted with a hammer and tear gas. It happened in Lithuania, where he lives. Just hours before the attack, Volkov gave an interview to the Reuters news agency, in which he spoke about the danger of criticizing Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Our work is full of very complicated challenges, of enormous pressure, of high individual risks for everyone in the leadership of the organization, because we know that Putin does not only kill people inside Russia, he also kills people outside Russia.
Volkov survived the attack with a broken arm, and he can't walk right now because of the hammer blows to his leg. In China, a suspected gas leak has killed two people and injured 26. It happened just outside Beijing, and the explosion was captured on dash cam. The explosion came early Wednesday morning from a fried chicken shop. Video from the scene showed billowing smoke coming from the building. The Quebec government is projecting an $11 billion deficit in the next fiscal year. That's set to break a record as the highest in the province's history. Éric Girard is Quebec's finance minister. He blames several factors.
There's a part of it that is temporary, the economic slowdown, the increase in the population that has brought additional cost. This part is temporary, and there's a part that is structural.
The deficit is triple what the government forecast last year. Two people are dead in Toronto after a gunman opened fire on a busy downtown street. Detective Sergeant Tiffany Castell is with Toronto Police.
It's the middle of the day in downtown Toronto. There are people who are out here walking around, people who are taking their kids out to play. It's March break. Certainly there are bullets flying everywhere, so the fact that we didn't have anyone else hit, I think, is a bit of a miracle and something that I'm very grateful for.
Investigators say the gunman is related to the victims. The killings that devastated a Sri Lankan family in Ottawa last week are big news in their home country. It's a front-page story and fuel for social media rumor mill. As Arthur White Crummy reports, it's left Sri Lankan audiences desperate to know why.
It's seen as this sort of safe haven.
That's how Sri Lankan journalist Tarushi Weerasinghe describes the image of Canada in her country. But now Sri Lankans are seeing other images of tragedy and loss as local journalists track down relatives mourning a Sri Lankan mother and her four children and a man killed in an Ottawa suburb last week.
They were just starting to live out this dream that they had.
It's a powerful narrative, especially when the accused killer was a former Sri Lankan student living in their home. So it's no wonder the story is getting massive play in the Sri Lankan media. Azam Amin runs a news website in the capital, Colombo.
It has been dominating the news agenda, and it's all over the social media as well. People are still looking for answers.
But answers are hard to come by. Amin has watched other websites and social media fill the void with rumors, blaming everything from visa issues to video games, to find a motive in the absence of facts. Arthur White Crummy, CBC News, Ottawa.
And that is your World This Hour.